This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. Remember normal? It seems to be in very short supply. Americans riot because efforts are underway to reduce obscene theft of their money by federal government agencies few have heard of. Exhibit A, the Institute of Peace. In England, the inevitable happened. A game of pool to decide the ultimate women's pro series champion featured a showdown between Harriet and Lucy. One thing worth knowing about those gals, they're not gals. Harriet and Lucy are biological males. The winner, Harriet, collected a nearly $2,300 prize. Closer to home, in Oregon, a mental health advisory board member expresses a preference to be addressed by pronouns they, them, and turtle. Slow down. What? The Consumer Advisory Council of Oregon's Health Authority has a member, J.D. Holt, who embraces a xenogender identity aligned with a strong connection to turtles. Her Facebook account identifies Ms. Holt as J.D. Terrapin. Turns out researchers carve out an entire category in the alternate pronoun world for humans who adopt so-called neo-pronouns. These communicate that they self-identify as cats, dogs, and yes, turtles. Are you like me? Shell-shocked? I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.